gonna go ahead and get it all going here. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for another opportunity to come. We pray as we come together tonight that we are saints in the body of Christ, that we will be enlightened in your Holy Scripture by the effectual working of the Holy Spirit. And not only enlightened, Lord, that we have come away from your word edified tonight, and that we'll be strengthened in your word, Lord Jesus, as we study together, rightly divided. We thank you for the gospel, and that is that Jesus Christ died, that he was buried, that he rose again on the third day. For the Bible said the wage of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. So we thank you for the good news of the gospel, of the grace of God. And we thank you for dying on Calvary's cross. We thank you for this opportunity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and get into our lesson tonight. First thing tonight, let the peace of God, we're going to finish up, let the peace of God rule. Colossians 3:15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also ye are called in one body, and be you thankful. It's a plain exhortation. It really is surprising, if we are willing to admit it, how some of us love to worry. If we did not have something to worry about, we would feel very unnatural. So many saints in the body of Christ are happy-go-lucky in their attitude towards the problems of life. Others may be inclined to be careful about everything, but this exhortation applies to all of us. Let the peace of God rule. Let it. In other words, God has given us everything we need to have his peace. He wants the Christian to have the rest of heart. He wants us to experience that for which the heart of man naturally hungers. Many in the body of Christ think this peace is only for a select few, but I want you to know tonight that it is not just for the pastor or the preacher. It is for every trusting believer in Christ who believes that Christ died, was buried, and rose again on the third day according to the scriptures, the gospel. My brothers and sisters, everyone who is willing to trust God and have peace with God through Jesus Christ can also have the peace of God. It is rather a strange thing that we are willing to trust God for eternity, for heaven, for all the issues that stretch as far as our minds can go. And many have no unrest of heart as far as eternal salvation is concerned, and are perfectly satisfied that they have peace with God. But when it comes to thinking of ordinary, everyday problems, they cannot get rest of heart. We are willing to trust God for eternity, but when it comes time, we think we just have to worry alone. Let us be reasonable. If God can save our souls and provide for us all eternity, if he has manifested his love, his wisdom, and his power unmistakably, the God of eternity is also the God of time, and he can give us peace. It's amazing that we give no thought to trusting that our brakes on our car will work when we apply the brakes, but have no faith in the creator of heaven and earth, God. Many will trust what man say before they totally trust God. Many trust the world's representatives more than God. They trust the world's celebrities, superstars, actors and actresses, the world's preachers and teachers, athletes, musicians, historians. Many look to these world representatives to bring peace and tranquility to their souls. In the midst of unrest, chaos, and uncertainty in a war-torn world, the Christian has the peace of heaven in his heart and in his daily experience. Stop looking to this sin-cursed world for your peace. You won't find it. The marvelous thing now is that God has given us the opportunity of testifying his wonderful grace in the midst of trouble, having in our hearts the peace of God that passes all understanding. My brothers and sisters, here and now, anyone who is willing to trust in Christ can have peace with God. Any Christian who is willing to let the peace rule in his heart can have the wonderful peace of God. Christ is our peace. Christ made peace for us. Christ give us his own peace. As Christians, we should promote peace instead of conflict. Remembering that by our own actions, complete peace would never be achieved because of the fallen state of man. Our faith remains in God and Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. Until he comes to the world and bring true peace, world peace will remain little more than a dream. Our most important task is to convince others of their need for the Savior, who is the only one who can bring about peace between individuals and God. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, my brothers and sisters, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1. That's Romans 5:1. This then is the way we promote world peace, by bringing to the world the message of peace with God, be reconciled to God through Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:20. Now, tonight, that was our end of the message of last week, but tonight, ambassadors for Christ, we have free will to labor with Christ or not. We have much work to do. So what about ambassadors for Christ and social media? My brothers and sisters, the world is looking and watching us very carefully as ambassadors for Christ. Many Christians have totally disregarded that one day there will be a day of accountability. Many have gotten saved and have just sat down. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. 2 Corinthians 5:10. There is accountability in the Lord's work. This is true within the local assembly itself, but more importantly, we must bear in mind that every believer must also prepare for the judgment seat of Christ to give an account of his actions. Am I following God or man? Galatians 1:10. Any true Christian of God will make no apology for preaching the word of truth rightly divided in a firm and bold manner. To love God is to love his word. The truthful saint of God loves the Bible. He understands that false teaching takes away or adds to God's word and understands God's warning against such. Paul told Ephesian elders, I am pure of the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Acts 20:26-27. In preaching and teaching God's word, we must never shun any of it. If a preacher or teacher holds back the truth because someone would not like it, he is not qualified to preach or teach God's word. We must boldly declare the whole counsel of God so we can be pleasing to God. God's ambassadors should be those who are not afraid and will have the courage to stand up and preach the truth. It's amazing to hear preachers today dance around critical issues, and the Bible refers to such preachers as ear ticklers. In other words, just telling people what they want to hear rather than what they need to hear. The time is here right now when people do not want to hear the word of God right divided. They don't want to hear sound doctrine, doctrine that is not defect and is free from any mixture of error. They just want things to tickle their ears. My brothers and sisters, let me say this tonight. Paul, Titus 1:9, holding fast the faithful words as he had been taught, that he may be able to, by sound doctrine, both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. Ambassadors who are devoted to seeking the approval of God over the approval of men, we need those. There are many popular preachers today, but not many who can stand on the word of truth right divided. There are men in the pulpit who gather crowds because they are gifted speakers. They are interesting storytellers. They are entertaining communicators. They are dynamic personalities. They are crowd manipulators. They are rousing speech makers and popular politicians. They may be popular, but they have no knowledge of God's word rightly divided. And what God is doing in the dispensation of grace, they have no knowledge. Everything they do is from the flesh. And the importance of having fearless ambassador for Christ, Paul let us know, the Apostle Paul, in writing about the last days in the body of Christ to Timothy, wrote this note, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. In other words, that in the last days in the dispensation of grace, there will come times of difficulty. Does anyone doubt today that we are living in difficult times? Violence is escalating, terrorism is increasing, and the world's economy is on shaky ground. Many Christians have turned their ears away from the truth. Scripture is a spiritual weapon, and we must arm ourselves with it in order to engage and dismantle the attacks of the enemy upon our minds. The Word of God, the Word of God has the power to discern whether the thoughts and intentions of our hearts are against the knowledge of God or in accordance with the knowledge of God. My brothers and sisters, to see the words of truth be replaced with a meology today and become me-centered instead of Christ-centered is heartbreaking. But we shouldn't be surprised. Men have been told that this is your best life now. Huh? If this is our best life now, then our destiny is not heaven, because that would be the best of life. So if this is your best life now, then hell must be the next destination. So if you call the sufferings of this present time, death, tragedies, and much sorrow in this world, your best life now, then you have no clue of God's word. Apostle Paul says in 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is proper for what? Doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Satan devices, schemes, and wiles are destroying the testimonies and lives of many Christians by way of social media. Are we using social media to witness to a lost world? Mostly, what many Christians are posting has no eternal value. When we are selfless in what we post, we are using social media to glorify God. Ephesians 4:29 says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. 1 Corinthians 10:31, whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Colossians 3:17, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. My brothers and sisters, if you have your spiritual glasses on, you should see. You should be able to see that the enemy is using social media as another way to distract and take us away from the Word of God. And if we are honest tonight, Christians are consuming more of the world's junk and ungodliness that come on TV, social media, and in other means that the God of this world can put in front of us. Many have left the battlefield to engage in social media all day long and night. While reading the Word of God, do you ever find yourself falling asleep, feeling tired, or losing interest, but somehow you manage to be alert like a bird for hours when chatting online, watching your favorite TV shows, watching YouTube videos, or checking out what people are up to on Facebook or Twitter? Many Christians have their smartphones with them everywhere, even between their bed sheets. And every time they hear that notification sound of social media activity, they immediately turn to have a look to see what's going on. Many Christians love to share something on social media and can't wait to read what their followers or connections have to say. And many are especially thrilled, excited, and satisfied when they see emojis like hearts, smiles, LOLs, stars, thumbs up that compliment their posts. Satan has a wicked motive on social media sites, and that is to literally program you and change you, making you like a puppet being controlled by a puppeteer. It's a tool that exploited many vulnerabilities in the case of desire to be loved, appreciated, complimented, belong, not to be alone. His goal is to steal your time, desensitize, weaken, and deaden, and kill your conscience and spiritual sense, and eventually destroy relationships, friendships, marriage, and make you functionally dead spiritually. There is a battle between good and evil, between God and Satan. The devil and his fallen angelic cohorts are warring against God and his children, the Christians. Satan has employed perhaps the oldest military strategy, divide and conquer. In order to make the Christian armor weaker and more susceptible to defeat, it doesn't matter what people think you are or how many people like you. All that matters is your relationship with Christ And your social media account should be an outreach to other people for God's praise and glory. What we do and say on social media actually matters. While many Christians carry themselves with kindness and grace at church, once they tap that social media app, they transform into a Christian who seems to have forgotten their identity in Christ. I know. I once engaged in all the folly of social media and fell right in line with the masses by posting things that had no eternal value. I thank God that by the effectual working of the Holy Spirit through the Word of God, my eyes were open to Satan and his devices, wiles, and scheme on social media. Perhaps the greatest struggle we face is admitting just how weak we are. For some of us, even a lifetime of defeat is not enough to convince us. We keep trying and failing, stubbornly refusing to give up our independence. What most people never get is that nothing can meet their deep down needs except God. Definitely not social media. Nothing on earth. They chase after money and fame, power and possessions, only to come up empty-handed. Just when they think they have it all, they realize, in fact, they have nothing. Then they turn to drugs or alcohol. Christians are called to be Christ's ambassadors. 2 Corinthians 5:20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be you reconciled to God. But for some reason, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, many times, it seemed like Christ is completely absent from our minds. Many are being deceived at this very moment on social media sites. Many believe that the basic premise of social media platform is that it empowers the user to represent themselves, promote their personal image, or express whatever it is their minds they see or feel like, for better or for worse. As such, most people put up fake front or facade that is different from their real identity in order to impress their target audience. Some exercise little self-control and expressing their frustrations, and even wrongly accusing others. Other people who seek the false sense of security that social media provides may choose to freely air their dirty laundry in public, saying or doing things that they would not otherwise normally do, not taking into account the shame we are bringing to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ's name, as ambassadors for Christ. People know more about the worldly things that Christians are engaging in than the spiritual things. They know more about, on social media, they know more about your personal business because you post all your personal business and what's happening in your home or at your friend's house on social media. The reason everyone know that the husband hang out all the times of the night or the wife love to go clubbing with her friends is because they post it. Then they post themselves at the club, I'm talking about Christians, with their drinks in their hands. Many Christians are right there with the sinner and other Christians as they record themselves giving a nice toast to whatever they are celebrating. You put your personal business there for the world to see. Social media is so powerful, we take it on vacation with us so the world can see. As many ride on vacation, they are recording what's being said and record what they are seeing and listening to on the radio, and then they post it on social media. Most of the time, what they listen to is not, "I know the Lord will make a way," or "The Wonderful Grace of God." No, no, you got Christians, they be jamming their music right there, and then they post it on social media. My brothers and sisters, I know we all have free will, but are we using it to bring glory to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? My brothers and sisters, I know what it's like to taint your testimony for Christ. I did it for many years. I can say like Paul, I did it out of ignorance. I needed to be taught and get doctrine in me about transformation and walking in the Spirit. I remember when I was growing up how we used to do things or say things that we shouldn't. And some of those old folks would say, "He didn't know no better." That's the case with many Christians in the body of Christ. They don't know no better. They don't know any better, because many haven't been taught what it means to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12:2. It says, and be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and accept and perfect will of God. We have much work to do in the body of Christ. Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. We are his workmanship, saved by his grace, created for good works, so that after salvation we are to abound in good works. We are not saved by our good works, but we are created to do good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. This means that God has marked us out for each of us, his purpose beforehand, the particular good works he has chosen for us, and also the time and way in which he sees best. God makes ready by his providence the opportunity for us to do the works. And if we abide in Christ, we will be made ready to perform them. Works do not justify us, but the justified Christian is called to do good works. When we study and believe the Pauline Bible doctrine that discusses our identity in Jesus Christ, that is when we walk by faith and intelligent understanding of God's word to us through Paul's epistles, Romans to Philemon, then God's word will transform our minds for his glory. 1 Thessalonians 2:13, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you receive the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. When we see Christians obtaining their testimony on social media or any other arena, we must lovingly teach them through God's word how we are ambassadors for Christ and how we bring honor to his wonderful name. We must remember that we still represent Christ while on social media. So what we are posting as ambassador for Christ, some of the things that Christians are posting on social media is sad, and it brings shame to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Sad to say, but you will see more worldly things than the things of God from many Christians on social media. Our sin nature, our old man, has been crucified with Christ. Romans 6:6, grace teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly, righteous, and godly in this present world. Titus 2:11-12, sin does not rule us anymore, my brothers and sisters. Jesus Christ has given us the victory to deny sin so that it does not control us. In Christ, we can walk pleasing to the Lord, fulfilling his will. We are to be renewed in the spirit of our mind, Ephesians 4:23. Romans 12:20-2, we are not to be conformed to this world. We are to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And Colossians 3:8-10, but now ye also put off these things, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communications out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Social media is too often used as an avenue to shame, dishonor, and ridicule people, even by Christians. Anyone's smartphone has the power to capture and broadcast one misspoken word or untimely gesture. What we do anywhere, anytime, can be revealed into the entire world. All somebody needs to do is snap a picture of you doing something, and then you on the 6 o'clock evening news, they got you right there. You see David Muir, who are on the evening news, ABC evening news, they got a picture of you. Whatever you're doing is right there for the whole world to see. Our kids deserve better examples from us of what it means to be in this world, but not of it. Christians are sharing things on social media that do not reflect the love of Christ, the fellowship of his suffering, and the testimony of his grace, the things we are supposed to be communicating with the world. Many Christians are using social media platforms as a way to express passive-aggressive and sometimes downright aggressive disapproval of other people. Social media has become a new culture arena for honor and shame. Social media has changed the world and the very nature of communication. We are all able to broadcast our every thought and opinion at an unprecedented scale. As the ambassador of Christ, we must not forget that everywhere we go, we represent our Savior. So before you post, tweet, or share, remember you are an ambassador for Christ. Many people run to social media as a way to seek peace and solace from their troubles, loneliness, rejection, need for healing in the heart, need for approval, boredom, loss of a loved one, need for someone to love or love them. The truth is that social media can be a false refuge. Simply posting or reading a comment on Facebook or Twitter might not automatically bring the real answer that one needs. Many times people are just putting up quotes from different poets or authors that has no scripture foundation. And you see Christians just grab it and they go and share it with the world. Because it sounds good. You are not getting scripture rightly divided. Instead of sharing the gospel of the grace of God with someone, many on Facebook and all these other social media are looking for that true love that leads to a godly marriage and living happily ever after in the Lord. Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners, 1 Corinthians 15:33. Social networks like Facebook and Twitter make it easy to connect with everyone you ever known, for better or for worse. Some of our connections can discourage us in our faith, allure us into sin like gossip, bullying, and rekindling unhealthy relationships. Many divorces today are caused by discontented spouses rekindling old flames on Facebook. Don't let this happen to you. Exercise godly wisdom and cut off bad company that will hinder a holy life. I'm concerned and I'm grieved in my spirit because many Christians have been sucked into the world of social media and have no clue of how Satan is using his devices and schemes to keep them from God and his word. Many Christians just want to be loved and be in love. So they jump into the world of love on social media and come away with many heartaches and pains. Many are looking for that special man or woman, not realizing that what they want is not the criteria from God's word for a godly man or woman. Many Christian men and women are deceived by Satan and his children of disobedience. Satan has some stuff out there in this evil world pertaining to men and women that will make you lose your mind. Many of Satan's men and women have come into Christians, women and men, lives by way of social media. And when these Christians are done with Satan, men and women, they are sad, rejected, heartbroken, and many are glad to be alive, and sometimes many don't make it out alive. There is nothing good in the devil's playground. Many Christians like to test the waters in Satan's playground. And soon they find themselves totally consumed and walking in the flesh and soon become functionally dead. The Holy Spirit helps us see and discern Satan's devices, wiles, and schemes. 2 Corinthians 2:11. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Lot was told to run and don't look back. Joseph ran. Paul told Timothy to run, flee fornication. There's a lot of peer pressure to conform to the patterns of this world and temptation to post pictures wearing a new outfit, your latest vacation. Many Christians are not having conversations that edify and build up in the Lord. Romans 14:19, let us therefore follow after things which make for peace and things wherein one may edify one another. And Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 5:11, wherefore comfort yourself together and edify one another, even also ye do. Many of us in the body of Christ have personally experienced how the devil used some of these social media tools to waste and steal time we could have used to spend with God and his word. Get something on your schedule done or to prepare to be on time for something. Nowadays, adults and young people alike are guilty of using social media for sinful purposes. Some children, young or grown, are living with their parents, pretending to be sweet, kind, law-abiding, and loving at home. But in social media, they are using filthy language and profanity, portraying worldly lifestyles of partying and drunkenness, posting filthy images, using slanderous words, and exhibiting character which shock their parents. Are we not called to put away falsehood? In other words, lying. Paul says, Ephesians 4:25, wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor. For we are all members one of another. No matter how old we are still obligated to honor our parents. Satan's goal is to destroy the godly family unit. Young people are using these tools to speak ill of their parents, who work very hard to provide for them. Spouses likewise using these tools to vent to others about their marriage and children for comfort and to seek false refuge. We understand that people are not perfect, and some parents are outright irresponsible. But how does it bring peace in the family to use social media to vent? Some people have used social media to crack jokes or done things that they thought were funny, but they were embarrassed and even lost their jobs when the post went viral. Unfortunately, whatever happens on social media ends up being replicated and copied to other sites, so that even when the person deletes the offensive content, it lives on forever because everybody else got it. If you want everybody to have something, give them the word of God right and divided. If you want them to have something, tell them about the gospel of the grace of God. Tell them about the good news that Jesus Christ died, was buried, rose again on the third day according to the scripture. If you want them to have something on social media, tell them that the wage of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. If you want them to have something, tell them we walk by faith and not by sight. Tell them that God's grace is sufficient no matter what we're going through in this old life. That's what you can give them. Give them something that's got eternal value, my brothers and sisters. Give them something that's going to hold them when times are hard and they just can't see their way. Give them something. And you only can get those things from God's word. And that's where we're going to stop tonight. And we're going to pick up next week. Let us pray. Father, here we thank you for this opportunity. We pray as those who listen in. We pray that they were encouraged, that they were enlightened, that they were edified in the word of God. We thank you for this opportunity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.